Săptămâna trecută, stimați ascultători, a fost marcată de serviciul comemorativ în onoarea legendarului de acum lider laburist și cel mai longeviv în funcția de prim-ministru din partea laburiștilor, Bob Hawke, care a încetat din viață luna trecută la vârsta de 89 de ani. După cum relata Matthew Connellan de la SBS, membrii de familie, politicieni de toate coloraturile și, în general, toate figurile proeminente din politica australiană din ultimii 30 de ani au venit împreună la serviciul memorial de stat în cinstea celui de-al 23-lea prim-ministru al Australiei, Bob Hawke. 5 foști prim-ministri, și anume Paul Keating, John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott și Malcolm Turnbull, împreună cu actualul prim-ministru Scott Morrison, au luat parte la serviciul comemorativ. Domnul Morrison a deschis ceremonia afirmând în fața audienței că anii 80 în Australia vor rămâne în memoria tuturor drept era Hawke, o moștenire foarte bogată pentru toți australienii.
The grand accomplishments are not the worth or measure of a human being. Rather, a life is measured by its love. Love given and love returned. We thank Bob Hawke for loving Australia and loving Australians with every fibre of his being, with every measure of his enormous enthusiasm, with every meed of his great intellect, with every laugh, every tribute, every tear, in every moment of his great devotion.
Afirma primul ministru Scott Morrison. A urmat la microfon liderul laburiștilor Anthony Albanese, care a amintit de faimoasa natură veselă și glumeață a lui Bob Hawke, cu care atât de mulți australieni s-au identificat.
If ever there was a man who could appeal to our better angels, it was Bob. Do you know why I have credibility, he once asked? Because I don't exude morality. Yet, when he was up against those forces of division, his moral compass did not waver.
Afirma domnul Albanese. Dar Bob Hawke a apreciat foarte clar importanța muncii pe care o făcea pentru viețile celor pe care îi conducea, ca fost lider laburist, după cum afirma fostul lider al laburiștilor, în prezent guvernator al Australiei de Vest, Kim Beazley.
In all this, Bob never forgot who he was fighting for. He once said, "The essence of power is the knowledge that what you do is going to have an effect, not just immediate, but perhaps lifelong effect, on the happiness and well-being of millions of people." So I think. The essence of power is to be conscious of what it can mean for others.
Afirma domnul Beazley. Fostul lider al sindicatelor australiene Bill Kelty, care a lucrat împreună cu Bob Hawke în toată perioada acordului, afirma că moștenirea lăsată de acesta e uriașă.
When confronted with a political pressure to make a step backwards following the result and implications of his decision to allow 40,000 Chinese to stay in this country following Tiananmen Square. Bob didn't take a step back. He didn't take two step backs, but he took two step forwards. And it wasn't for a cheap political ploy. It wasn't for a political game. As he said, it was to put the knife into policy, was stay in this country. The White Australia policy.
Afirma domnul Kelty. Trezorierul federal din perioada lui Bob Hawke și ulterior succesor al acestuia ca prim-ministru, Paul Keating, a rememorat natura volatilă a parteneriatului lor.
Bob and I would have private skirmishes over this policy or that, even criticize one another to immediate staff, often heavy criticisms. But by instinct and a very large dollop of friendship, we always remained welded to the same objective, a point even the closest of our staff sometimes fail to comprehend. I'm not sure they knew how stuck together we were. Through the ups and downs, each of us knew the other would remain faithful to the obsession. In the end, it was trust that held Bob and me together.
Afirma domnul Keating. Fiica cea mare a lui Bob Hawke, Sue Peters Hawke, a încheiat serviciul comemorativ, cuprinzând în câteva cuvinte ceea ce consideră că a fost contribuția de o viață a tatălui ei.
With a deep love for people and an unshakable commitment to the realization of a fairer and more just world. And that, I believe, is Dad's foundational legacy. His belief that we can always, whoever and wherever we are, work towards a better world for all in our own corners. This was the vision he joyfully embraced in life and the challenge he leaves us.
Afirma în încheiere fiica cea mare a lui Bob Hawke, Sue Peters Hawke.